Yuri Dinsmir has emerged as the latest anti-Klaus candidate for next year's presidential elections. The former dissident and first post-communist foreign minister of Czechoslovakia has just confirmed he is willing to stand. His backers, including some leading social democrats, would like to see the incumbent Václav Klaus replaced at all costs and hope Mr. Dinsmir, age 70, could unite opposition. Talking over the phone to Jiří Dinsmir, who is attending a conference in San Sebastian, I ask him what his motivation was to run for office.
I think that the change in the castle is necessary, and some people and some politicians proposed me to be a candidate. Then I am thinking about it because I think that I agree with the necessity to replace President Klaus and to change the whole atmosphere in the castle, because President Klaus is against European integration. He is a conflicting person, and the castle should be the place which tries to introduce into the society better political culture and open-mindedness and so.
If you run and if you are elected, what would be your priorities as the president? Would you concentrate on foreign policies of Czech Republic, for example?
Of course, president has competences in foreign policy. So I think that it is necessary to understand that we are Brussels and not that European integration is something which endangers our sovereignty and identity, because we should participate actively in the process of European integration and not only to be the critics of integration or enemies of the integration. But I think that even in internal policy, it is necessary to give politicians a place where they will be able to discuss issues in a more friendly atmosphere than they have in the parliament.
Would it be acceptable for you to receive the communist vote?
I think that it is a strange question. The winner needs 141 voices of members of both chambers of the parliament. Therefore, it is a question of mathematics and not a debate about the political parties. You just need 141 votes.
Former President Havel said he wished someone who didn't grow up under communism was elected this time. Do you think it would be a disadvantage for you to have lived your adult life in communism?
It's a very good idea for the future, but President Havel also knows that the problem is that there are not enough people in the younger generation, and in the younger generation there are a lot of people who just were educated as politicians in the atmosphere in the 90s. So this generation is also touched by the past. Of course, there may be exceptions, but there are other limits. The candidate must have 40 years, and it must be well known in the society, and it will take several years before the real personalities from this generation will be known to the public and will be accepted.
I was talking there to Jiří Dinsmir, possibly the next president of the Czech Republic.